The TD Halifax Jazz Festival celebrated its 40th anniversary this year. The waterfront and other Halifax venues were graced with the tunes of acts like Men I Trust, Rose Cousins, and Jamila. Broken Social Scene was supposed to headline Saturday's evening show, but unfortunately they had to pull out the week before due to a band member's injury. Hopefully they can make it down here soon for another show. These headliners were just the beginning, however, with each day jam-packed with local talent. Free programming included acts such as Koya States, Sadie Skinner, and the CEC Jazz Ensemble. I got the chance to speak with States earlier this year at the festival's lineup announcement. As this was her first year performing at Jazz Fest, I just had to chat with her again after her set. Now, I did have an interview recorded with her, but unfortunately the audio did not pan out. I'm so sorry, Koya. You know I love you, girl. See a couple quotes in my written piece about her. Alongside the performances, each day had a specific jazz lab workshop at the Halifax Central Library. These are intended for all ages, teaching the basics of jazz rhythms, composition, and theory in a fun and lighthearted way. I attended the Saturday workshop titled Inside the Music with Robert Lee. During the hour-long discussion, Lee dove into his technique as a bassist. He explained his approach to solo performing versus playing in an ensemble, and puts emphasis on the foundational approach of the bass in an ensemble. And of course, there was a song or two. There was also a kid zone. There were different programming each day in the designated area for children, offering a fun way for all to enjoy the festival. So, when did this all exactly start? According to their official website, the Halifax Jazz Festival formed as Jazz East Rising as a nonprofit organization created in 1987 to present the first ever Halifax Jazz Festival, formerly known as the Atlantic Jazz Festival, in Nova Scotia. As a registered charity, the Halifax Jazz Festival has widened its horizons beyond the successful TD Halifax Jazz Festival to become involved throughout the year in a diverse range of musical and educational activities. It is the oldest jazz festival and largest summer festival in Atlantic Canada. Designated a hallmark event by the Halifax Regional Municipality, the festival attracts up to 65,000 visitors, involves 400 volunteers, and employs over 350 local musicians. I think I speak for all of us here at CKDU when I say the festival this year was a blast, and I already can't wait for next year. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.